You're tuned into Inside Lowell. Inside Lowell podcast brought to you in part by Washington Savings Bank, serving the greater Lowell community for over 130 years. Make the switch now to Washington Savings Bank.
WellPoint. Unicare is now WellPoint. New name, same commitment to Massachusetts. At WellPoint, your whole health is their whole point.
Boston North Company, offering a wide variety of business solutions to help restaurant and retail clients save money. Boston North. Mahoney Oil Company, providing warmth and protection to families in Greater Lowell and Southern New Hampshire since 1925. That's Mahoney Oil. Francis E. Prevention Insurance. For auto, home, business, and life, trust the agency Greater Lowell has counted on for more than 40 years. Francis E. Prevention Insurance. GoPuff. A grocery store right at your fingertips. Use the code LOWELL20 to receive $20 off your first order of $21, plus free delivery. Download the GoPuff app or visit GoPuff.com today. And by the Massachusetts Pirates, bringing all the hard-hitting action and excitement of arena football to the Songa Center in Lowell. Get your tickets today by visiting MassPiratesFootball.com. And now, time for another Inside Lowell podcast. Inside Lowell. If Lowell is your home, this is your place.
Welcome to the Gratefully Yours Wine Show, where you learn about everything to drink, when to drink it, why to drink it, okay, and enjoy and appreciate. I'm Jim Campanini, co-host of the show, and this is Mike Pigeon, the wine butler. How are you today?
Very well, very well.
Okay, we got Teddy Panos, our producer.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. This Inside Lowell podcast is coming to you from the WellPoint Studios. You can see our beautiful studio taking shape here, a lot of renovations. Unicare is now WellPoint. New name, same commitment to Massachusetts. At WellPoint, your whole health is their whole point. I think a lot of people at WellPoint, they must do a little red wine now and then.
I would hope so.
You know, it's good for your heart.
With their meals, sure.
Yeah. So we have to bring up one of them. And maybe the CEO will come in on the show at 9 o'clock in the morning for a little touch.
Oh,
yeah. You know? All right. So how was your week, okay?
Very good. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, nothing special.
Did you drink any good wine?
We had that nice, when you came over the other night, we had that Antonori. That was very nice. And I had an Italian wine last night again, and I can't pronounce the words on it, but it was nice.
A white wine?
Yeah, Lupella or something.
You normally don't drink white wines.
No, it was a red wine.
Black bottle. Very good. And then you had a Montepulciano, a nice Montepulciano at the Alfrescas in Tewksbury.
Yeah, boy. That was a good meal, too.
With your veal salt and vodka.
You always pick a good bottle. I leave that up to you, and you always come through. So,
you know, and that bottle was, I think it was $36 per bottle. Very reasonable.
For a restaurant, okay.
Even though that bottle, you could probably buy that bottle for about $15, but the restaurant's going to make well put together, well made. The grape is fantastic.
The wine makes the food taste better, and a good food makes the wine taste better too. That's how you can get a bottle that's not high priced and it's still great.
So today we're going to talk about our main point is going to be about rosé, because, you know, on May 4th, which is only, ten days away, is going to be the Kentucky Derby run at Churchill Downs. It's a big festive day. People have parties, you know, and rosé, besides mint juleps, a lot of people drink rosé. And now's the time you should start looking for rosé. So we're going to talk a little about rosé. And, you know, a lot of these stores and the Wine Connection will be running their annual Run for the Rosé, okay, promotions at the store. They'll have a great display. We'll talk about that. But right now, I brought in this bottle of Barbaresco, one of Mike's favorite wines. And this is from Castello di Nieve. And when I originally bought this, I think it was 2018, because Barbaresco's got to age before they release it, at least a year. And this is the 2016. And I was really fascinated by this wine, because when I originally bought this, it got a rating, which is a good rating, 89 points. But when I opened it, this is the second bottle I've had in the last 3 months. And just for the consistency, I opened this one up, and the taste was really good. Mm. This is why rating sometimes, 89 is still a good point rating. But I think if this was re-rated by experts, it'd be a little higher. It's amazing how these Nebbiolo, because that Nebbiolo grape, that's what you make Barbaresco from, and it's also goes into Barolo. Okay, that's the main grape of Barolo, and this is 100% Nebbiolo Barbaresco. I mean, you just the greatness of those grapes. They just the wines age. They gain elegance, you know, most of the time. And so I wanted Mike to try a little of this. Now, this has been open for 2 days, but I put it in my refrigerator. Look at the color on it, right? The Nebbiolo, it's got a little, you know, it's a lighter, almost, where Barolo is a robust, powerful wine, Barbaresco is a little more, it's a lighter. Some say it's a feminine wine. Because it's a little lighter than that and stuff.
Nebbiolo.
Well, the Barbaresco.
Really, I never heard that.
Yeah, really? Yeah. It's not as bold and powerful and stuff. But it's a smooth, smooth, elegant wine. Look at the color. The color here. Now this is wine that is showing a little
maroonish.
Yeah, maroon, but a little bricking, a little brown as the reds age, they pick up a little brown tint around the edge, and this is doing that, and that's perfectly normal. But it's still got a nice bouquet, and
I like the Barbarescos.
Oh,
I
man.
I always did. I get that Prodotto. Is it the...
Prodotto di Barbaresco, the consortium, which is, one of the best, highly rated. But you got to love the way these Italian wines age. I mean, this is a 2016. It's been in my cellar for six, almost 7 years. Mm. And you can taste by the structure, the tannic quality, good acidity, still fruitness there. This could go a couple more years.
Yeah. And the alcohol content is 14.5, so it's not sweet. So I that's the first time I've ever heard it as a woman's type of wine.
That's what they say. It's not a woman's type of wine. But meaning that where Barolo is more muscular.
All the way. But
Barbaresco is just a notch down where it's got that the nice fragrance, but it's just not as powerful as the Barolo, where Barolos need a little more aging, to gain that elegant luxurious, the style. Barbarescos, you can drink them a little quicker.
Yeah,
the easier to go down, and they go with great foods, all kinds of the same foods that Barolo, meat stews. It's just a great wine. The name, I just think sometimes the name Barbaresco is a place. Okay, the Nebbiolo is the grape. And Barbaresco, the vineyards are usually on the lower tier of elevation. The Barolo vines usually get the best exposure. They reserve the top elevations for Barolo. Then comes Barbaresco, middle to the valley slope, And then you get the great Nebbiolo grapes that grow in the Langhe. Right along the hills and stuff,
stuff.
So it's really quite an operation, and they all the Nebbiolo grape makes all these wines: the 100% Nebbiolo, the Barbaresco, and then the Barolo. So, but not bad, huh?
Very good. I knew it would. It's a that like Sauvignon Blanc, a white wine, I can tell you right away, it's not my wine. But at Barbaresco, when you mention that, and like you said, 89 points, yeah, that's a little low, but maybe they're matching it up against other Barbarescos, and they...
Well, yeah, when I think it was Galone, Antonio Galone from Venus Media, which I subscribe to, he might have reviewed it, or either Eric Guido. Well, at the time, when they're reviewing these wines, sometimes they're still in the barrel. That, you know, haven't even been released yet, but they put a little note on this wine could evolve into something mm-hmm. better. Well, this one obviously has.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it obviously has. I think it's just whether it's 89 or 79. It's an elegant wine. It's gaining more just more taste, I think, in layers. You know, so okay, so that's why we have these wines, you know. I like to talk about these wines who age. People should understand that Italian wines and French wines and Chilean wines, they all have their special grapes that when they're made, vinified, they just get better sometimes with age. Although, you know, 99% of the wines that are sold in wine stores and on shelves, they're made to be consumed within a year or two, okay? It's only that 1% that stand out. And so if you know your grapes and know your wines, those are the ones you put in the cellar. Okay, so we're going to tap this one, okay, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this is a DOCG wine. It cost about $30 to $35 range. I got this at Vino Italiano in Waltham. Okay. So I'm going to put that aside. I'm just going to cleanse right here. A little sip of water. And then we're going to talk about the run for the rosés. Do you like rosé?
I've had some of your home that were better than others. And yeah, they're good. Yeah.
What attracts you to a nice bottle of rosé? I mean,
it's feeling of summertime. It's a little lighter, a little happier. The color pick, it's a little pick me up, and rosés always have one thing almost in common: the bottle.
Yeah,
the bottles.
It's an elegant bottle. Yeah,
they're beautiful. They're beautiful, and I've seen a lot of different with curls in them and everything.
Oh,
and
yeah. Sparkler. They put they almost look like chandeliers.
Yeah,
the bottles. But this is one of my favorites. This is from France. Burn Inspiration. A little more expensive than the most. Most rosés, but this comes right from the Côte de Provence, southern France. It's made with organic grapes, Grenache, Mourvèdre, okay? There might be a little Syrah in here, but I don't think so, because you can tell by the
too
color.
Light.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that nice pale color. But that's an elegant bottle, and this costs between $22 and $24. And I bought this on sale at the Wine Connection. Like I said, next Saturday at the Wine Connection, they're going to have a great display out, their Run for the Roses promotion, and most of the rosés will be on sale. I mean, there's rosés there, good buys from $10 all the way up to, you know, you can spend $25 to $30 on rosés. Whispering Angel is a big...
That's always an attractive crowd that goes there for that, too. They love the woman, love the world.
Oh, yeah, and just to go look at the bottles and taste, you can taste the different wines. And now rosés, the attraction of rosés is, you know, they're making them for more and more different grapes. Mm. You know, making them from Cabernet rosés. I mean, there's not enough Cabernet to go around to make Cabernet, but there's some people that are, you know, putting Cabernet in the mix. I haven't seen a Merlot rosé.
No, I don't.
You know, that's interesting. But there's some like the French. You know, they mastered the art, especially with their different varieties from southern France. I mean, the Rhone style grapes. They're just so delicious. You know, and that's what this is. One dry yet it's got that nice texture, elegant grape taste. Now this is from Drew Bledsoe's winery. Now, you're not going to be able to find this on a shelf. So you got to join the club, or you can, you know, you call the winery in Walla Walla, Bledsoe Family Wineries, and if they have some left over, you know, they'll usually sell. The unfortunate thing, you're going to pay 30, you know, up to 30, 35 bucks a bottle. I mean, I get it because I'm a member, you know, I get it for around $27 a bottle. Well worth it because, you know, you can see the difference in colors. I mean, Drew's he's got a proprietary, what is it, protection on his rosé. He doesn't really tell you what's in it. You just know it's Walla Walla grapes. Well, obviously, he puts Syrah in this. Mm-hmm, okay, mm-hmm. There's the Syrah taste in it, but it's not 100% Syrah. But that's why it gets a little darkness. And Josh McDaniel, the way they extract this color and character, they keep the juice on the grape a little longer. That's what gives it the color, that skin juice contact, okay? Whereas this rosé from France, you can see this is the free run juice. They run it off right into the barrel. Without any prolonged contact with the skins or the anything else, and so it's lighter. It's very lighter. Good. But this you can see obviously because it's got a little darkness to it. It's got a little more. They want a little more extraction, a little more taste, a little more character in this wine. So if you tasted both of these side by side, they will be a little different. Still dry. Okay, not sweet, but you'll be able to detect. Wow, this is a little different, and that's the beauty of rosés now. It's not one size fits all anymore. When they first came out, and they've skyrocketed. Sales have skyrocketed. It's an easy drinking wine. It goes with beautiful fish appetizers and seafood. And
a lot more wineries are hopping onto the wagon now and putting theirs out.
Absolutely. And so Kentucky Derby Day on Saturday, you're going to see, a lot of parties going on. It's usually the time to serve, you know, the rosés, mm-hmm, a nice, mm-hmm. Even the Sauvignon Blancs, which we've been talking about. And so you'll see a lot of this. But we're going to open up the Bledsoe. And, this is why... You join a club, and you get these exclusive, you know, chance at getting these bottlings, you know. So, am I going to be able to get this off? And this is a signed bottle by Drew. That was nice of him. He signed the bottle for me and everything, you know. And Healy Rosé. Healy is his family name, and they named the vineyard after Bob Healy, who was his father-in-law. Good guy. Died... died in the last decade, I believe. But Bob was a wine drinker and a good influence on Drew when he was playing football, because they always used to drink wine together, and they used to joke about the different wines that they taste. And Bob used to say, "Oh, this is a 95-point wine," and Drew would taste it and say, "Oh, it tastes like crap," you know. But they used to joke. I think Bob would be very pleased with the progress that Maura, his daughter, and Drew have made at their winery. Maura is Drew Bledsoe's wife, and they've done very, very well. So I didn't chill this, but my wine cell was cool anyway. So
very fruity. See, I'm not a big fan of fruity wines, and that is it's. Very fruity.
Well, but, I mean, the rosés are supposed to have a bouquet.
Yeah, I know. That's what they do.
This is like not as strong as going through a citrus orchard, but that's the...
And you said this Bledsoe's has some Shiraz in it? You said Shiraz?
Shiraz, yeah. It's got a taste. It's not the same as some dry...
A little syrupy,
yeah,
almost approaching, not a dessert wine, but approaching in that direction.
Well, that's a good point, Mike. Yes, it's got a little more texture than most, rosés that are dry and they just
Now it tastes a little like a piece of candy almost.
Yes. You know, very good. It's a candied. Yeah. It's got a candied cherry taste, and there's a little orange rind in there. And the thing about Walla Walla and some of the wineries out there, they have lavender fields. Okay, around the winery where the bees come and they go into a lavender. Well, that pollen, you know, the bees, they also rest on the vines when the, you know, they don't do anything on the vines, but they rest, okay, when they go back and forth from the home and stuff. So there is a little influence that lavender somehow gets transmitted, you know, into the fruit vines. You can almost have that little at the end. There's a little like herbal or flowery taste and stuff, you know. But I always like Drew's rosés because, you know, I like that taste. I like the taste. A lot of rosés are nice, but they're just, you know, not that they're bland, but they're dry. They all have the same taste, it seems, you know. But this is different. I like it inspires your palate, I think, you know.
Rosé has become a lot more popular in the last few years. But for people that have grown up and drank nothing but Cabernets, Merlots, Sangiovese, that's a big change. Yeah. That's a big change, you know. And
well, it's interesting you say that, too, because now they're making Sangiovese rosés, which are really, really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because the Sangiovese fruit, and it all depends where that Sangiovese comes from. Yeah. It could be a different profile and different taste all over the place. So, you know, you could have your friends over, even have a rosé party, buy one of three or four different rosés from different places, and see what they prefer the best. Have some fun with it. I mean that. Up at the Wine Connection, they have a Spanish rosé. Okay, remember the Anoro Vero? Remember that? It's got the nice a label, all colors of fruity. And it costs like $10. It used to cost $10, $12, but really tasteful. And, you know, the Spanish, they put the kitchen sink grapes and everything, you know, grapes that we've never heard of, but they're spectacular. And you wonder how they get such a beautiful blend. Mm-hmm. So you can go up there, take a look. Whether you go to the New Hampshire liquor store or any store that you go to, they usually have a little section of rosés. And
that color reminds you of spring and summer.
Yeah, it does.
But you're in that mode. It's a pretty. It's just light-hearted.
Yeah, but it's got a. Yeah, yeah. I like it's apricot, peach. And you can see the difference here and stuff like that. So this is a Walla Walla from Washington State. Then you got the Provence, which is the French have mastered. They just keep getting better and better. Matter of fact, this is the 2022. And it's the other thing. Rosé, you know, should be drunk young, but now they're making them with a little more structure, and they can last, a year or two. All right. And they go with all the different kinds of food. Before, it used to be just appetizers. No, you can drink rosé during a meal. I mean, you could have it with fish. You could, you know, I personally wouldn't eat it with steak, but I've had it with hamburgers.
Yeah, well, you know, probably the bottle was probably open, you know, that's why. But I'd pick a red wine with a meal over that.
But, you know, but a lobster sandwich, a shrimp sandwich. I love rosé with lobster, shrimp.
Scallops.
Scallops, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, I know a white wine type of identity almost.
So run for the rosés. Run for the roses. Kentucky Derby coming up. Plan your party. Pick out a nice bottle or two of rosé. They're inexpensive. If you really wanted to, you can pick up three or four bottles for under $30. You know, there's going to be sales and stuff. You go up to the Wine Connection next Saturday. They'll have a free tasting. They always do. from 1 to 5, or you can sample them. They got the tasting booths there, you know.
And it'd be a lot easier for these people to buy if they listen to your picks on the Derby, play those horses. Now they'll have the money to buy the wine.
Well, I've been charting the prep races for 3 months
there
now.
There you go.
And so next Monday when we have our show, I will give you the release of a lifetime, where I'll give you 4 to 6 horses to watch to crash that board, because I want you to play the superfecta. You know, if we're going to win, we're going to win big.
Win big.
So we pick superfecta. We got to pick the first 4 horses in the order of finish, okay? And you can play the superfecta for 10 cents.
Yeah.
Okay?
Wow.
And that's why it's so enjoyable, because, you know, when I usually go to Saratoga during August, you know, my friends, my college buddies, we play the superfectas. Our tickets look like the market basket you see when you come out. And invariably, we say, we won. And then we look down the whole list. We left out the 9. And that's the fun of losing, I guess, you know. Yeah. But once in a while, we hit it big. Mm-hmm. And it pays for our meals,
yep.
You know. So it's a joy. So, anything else to add for?
No, that was good. Rose, it is. Yes, spring's, the flowers are coming up. The color's alive.
If we can just get rid of this chill in the air, you know,
it'll come.
Yeah,
it'll come.
Good. Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show. Look at that beautiful color. Drink rosé. It'll make you feel happy. Make you smile. Put a smile in your face. Right, Mike?
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Who sang that? Happy trails to you.
Gene Autry.
Yeah.
And who was his horse's name?
Oh, God.
Was it Trigger?
No, that was...
The Lone Ranger. We'll look it up. But anyway, may the rosé be with you.